Before Al-Qaeda and before ISIS, there was the Muslim Brotherhood. It was founded in Egypt in 1928, and it's sort of the ideological forefather of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Previous U.S. administrations have looked at the Brotherhood and decided not to officially list it as a terrorist group, but the Trump administration is considering taking that step. Here's The World's Matthew Bell.
Any new president comes into office with a huge to-do list. But in terms of American national security, President Donald Trump says there's one thing that rises to the top.
Radical Islamic terrorism.
The Muslim Brotherhood helped create the radical ideology that is shared by many Islamic extremist groups. But Western experts agree that the Brotherhood is very different from terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And at a minimum, experts say the U.S. government needs to think carefully before designating the Brotherhood as a foreign terrorist organization. Eric Traeger is the author of Arab Fall, How the Muslim Brotherhood Won and Lost Egypt in 891 Days.
In Egypt, the group has suffered such a significant crackdown since the July 2013 ouster of Muslim Brotherhood leader Mohamed Morsi that its whole chain of command has basically been broken. So it does not appear to be a coherent organization at this time.
Still, some of America's partners in the Middle East would love for Washington to take a tougher approach to the Brotherhood. Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia all see it as a threat. But designating the Brotherhood as a terrorist group would also create diplomatic problems, because numerous countries that the U.S. works with allow political groups affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood to operate legally. Nathan Brown is a Middle East expert from George Washington University.
That's the case in Morocco, and that's the case in Tunisia. There are legal political parties in places like Jordan and Kuwait, which, again, we get along with those governments fine, so it would be a problem there. Even in places where the Brotherhood has been banned, like Egypt, Egypt right now is engaged in a pretty draconian campaign against the Brotherhood, and this would be taken as, I think, a green light towards, or in a sense, endorsing pretty horrific human rights violations in Egypt.
Turkey is another key U.S. ally, but its ruling Islamist party has ideological ties to the Brotherhood. There is a bill in Congress, co-authored by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, that calls on the State Department to put the Muslim Brotherhood on its list of foreign terrorist groups. Donald Trump's national security adviser, Michael Flynn, is reported to be pushing for that. He is someone who's compared Islam to cancer and warned that Sharia law is creeping into American courts. Shadi Hamid is the author of Islamic Exceptionalism, How the Struggle Over Islam is Reshaping the World. He says there are plenty of reasons not to like the Muslim Brothers, but the effort to slap the group with a terrorist designation could have implications here at home.
This could be a smokescreen for something broader and more dangerous, which is targeting American Muslims and American Muslim organizations and using the kind of endless guilt by association that has been popular on the fringes of the far right.
Hamid mentions one persistent conspiracy theory that's never been proven. It says that one of Hillary Clinton's closest aides, Huma Abedin, who's a Muslim, is really a mole working behind the scenes on behalf of the Brotherhood. If someone like that can be accused of belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamid says,
it will mean no American Muslim is safe and will be a threat to our constitutional protections and our civil liberties.
If there was credible evidence that the Muslim Brotherhood was indeed a global terrorist organization, Hamid says previous American presidents would have put the group on the terrorist list. And there's precedent for that, because Hamas, which is often described as the Palestinian offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, was designated as a foreign terrorist organization 20 years ago. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.